episode 2999, How Your Gut Affects Your Fitness.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy, happy day. Are you ready to feel extraordinary? Yes, that means from the inside out, because it's all about health and wellness. It's time for Gut Check, how your gut affects your fitness. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. You know, your gut has a direct impact on your health overall. If you want to take healthy living to the next level, then dive into how your gut affects your fitness. It will change your world. Maintaining good gut health has become a hot topic in recent years. You've probably noticed that. It's like, why all of a sudden are we talking about probiotics and yogurt itself? And why do we have all these commercials? Well, because it does the body good. And with increasing research suggesting that a healthy gut is essential for overall well-being, that means it also has a potential impact on exercise performance. Your gut, also known as the gastrointestinal tract, is a complex system of organs responsible for digestion, absorption of nutrients, and elimination of waste. That means it's really important, because without a good gut, guess what? You don't have a great body. Seriously, you don't, right? And you want to feel good from the inside out. But did you know that the health of your gut can also affect your exercise routine, your fitness? Well, emerging scientific research suggests that there is a strong connection between gut health and exercise performance. Several studies have shown that the composition and diversity of gut microbes, also known as gut microbiota, can impact various aspects of exercise performance, such as endurance, strength, and recovery. Can I get an amen? I mean, if we can start feeling better about what we do with our fitness, yes, let's do it. There's also been studies in mice of how the good bacteria is better, and the mice are even more in the mood to exercise. Who would have thought that the health of your gut plays a role in your motivation to not only eat well, but to exercise too? I mean, you won't need me anymore to sit here and push you along and hold you accountable. Okay, maybe you do, but you know what I mean, right? It's one of those things that we have to figure out really what works for us individually, right? Your gut is unique to you. So let's talk a little bit here about some of the research and studies. There's a study published in the journal Medicine and Science in Sports and Exercise found that athletes with a more diverse gut microbiota had better endurance performance compared to those with a less diverse gut microbiota. Say that word like 12 times fast. Whew, it is a tongue twister. There's also another study published in the journal Frontiers in Physiology. It showed that supplementing with certain probiotics, which are beneficial bacteria for the gut, improved running performance and reduced markers of inflammation in athletes. Furthermore, research also suggests that gut health can affect other factors that are important for exercise performance, such as nutrient absorption, immune function, and inflammation. Simply put, a healthy gut can help facilitate the absorption of nutrients such as carbohydrates and proteins, which are essential for providing energy and aiding in muscle recovery after exercise. And then moving on, I mean, there's just so much here packed into your gut. It's amazing. Additionally, balanced gut microbiota can help modulate immune function and reduce inflammation, which can impact exercise-induced muscle damage and recovery. So what are you waiting for? Get to know your gut. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Get to know your gut. You can create a balanced gut to optimize your health and your workouts. So let's get started. All right, we're going to go over 8 things here. And it's not the easiest, but yet it is. So when I go through this, I don't want you to think about, okay, I'm doing this. I really want you to think about, can I do better? Because there's going to be some areas you're like, check, 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 check. I get this. But there's going to be other areas you're like, oh, man, I'm really lacking on this. And I know because recently I have been working so hard on my nutrition specifically. I have not changed my exercise routine. I want to. I'm not there yet. My schedule has been a little bit crazy. But I'm being honest with you as to what this is doing for my body. And so I am putting in real food only. I have taken out processed food. Now, let me define processed food for you. I'm talking about shopping in the inner part of the grocery store. I don't eat out of a box. Yes, I do eat frozen meat. So I do pay attention, though, to what it is. And I get the raw frozen meat, meaning that there's no sauces. I cook everything myself. And I do fresh fruits and vegetables. And I do them at specific times of the day for my body. Again, remember this. This is specific to your body. For some people, carbohydrates are not a big deal. For me, they're a very big deal. And it very much plays an important part in how I feel. So again, keep in mind your body. And if your body is doing awesome, then think about someone else that you love and care about, your family. Because I promise you what's here and what we're talking about, it will definitely change your world. All right, so let's get started. Number one, you got to eat a healthy and balanced diet. I know you don't want to hear it, but you got to have a diet rich in fiber, whole grains, fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and healthy fats. That all of that can help promote a diverse and balanced gut microbiota. Avoid excessive intake of processed foods. Now notice, I didn't say avoid processed foods at all costs. Now for me, yeah, basically I have to. That has to be like 98% of my life. That's just my body, okay? Sugary foods, that's my body. I've got to avoid them. And unhealthy fats, my body just goes ballistic. Yours, you might be okay. So maybe you can cheat a little bit and have those chips and salsa that, you know, come in a bag that you're not making homemade, and you can enjoy those once or twice a week and not be affected by them. But again, know your body, because when you add that stuff in, it can disrupt the gut microbiota and promote inflammation. And coming off that inflammation is not just a day recovery. It literally is going to take you 2 to 3 days, and it may take a week for just that one time interference of processed food. So eat a healthy and balanced diet. Number two, stay hydrated. Now, proper hydration is crucial for maintaining a healthy gut. Drink enough water throughout the day, especially before and after exercise, to support digestion and absorption of nutrients. If you're going to bed and you feel like you have to drink 8 ounces of water because you're so, like, just parched, okay, then you're not drinking enough during the day. You don't want to drink a ton of water right before you go to bed. Why? You're going to have to get up and go to the bathroom. I mean, let's just be real. And we don't need that. The older we get, we do not need those interruptions. And for me, I am such a light sleeper that, I mean, it doesn't have to be anything. And I am wide awake. And if I've just had a couple hours of sleep, it's going to take me a lot longer to fall back asleep. So stay hydrated. It does your body good, both during the day and when you're sleeping. Number three, consider probiotics and prebiotics. Now, probiotics are beneficial bacteria that can help restore and maintain gut microbiota. They can be found in fermented foods like yogurt, kefir, sauerkraut, and kimchi, or you can take them via supplements. Now, prebiotics, on the other hand, are non-digestible fibers that serve as food for the probiotics. Did you hear me? So the prebiotics feed the probiotics, helping them thrive in the gut. This is important because your probiotics, they got to live. They've got to be there so you have that good health, but they got to eat too, so you got to feed them. See what I mean? Good sources of prebiotics include garlic, onion, asparagus, and bananas. So eat up. Now, don't overdo it. But again, consider how you're feeling. Know your body. If you get bloated pretty shortly after you eat something, that's a good indication that something's wrong. You should not have to eat an antacid every single time you eat food. Did you hear me? Like, seriously. That's how I really began to figure out my body, is that I was bloating up so badly. And I wasn't one that was eating like a whole big large pizza, you know, that you go to your favorite pizza restaurant and like eat the whole large pizza by myself. That's 8 slices. That's a lot of pizza. I didn't sit there and eat that. I didn't eat bags of potato chips. It only took one piece of pizza, two pieces of pizza. And I was like 2 to 3 months pregnant. Ridiculous. That's how bloated I would get. And so I really began watching. So watch your body. And when you're looking at this, right, it all goes together. You got to eat healthy. Having that healthy and balanced diet plus the hydration, right? And then you've got to have the probiotics feeding by the prebiotics. All of it works together. You can't just say, I'm going to just do one. Yes, you focus on one at a time and add to it. But understand, you're not going to get the optimal health until you're doing everything. So be patient as you work this into your everyday. Number four, manage stress. Come on, we all have it. Chronic stress can disrupt the gut microbiota and affect gut health so fast. So find ways to manage stress, such as practicing relaxation techniques, getting enough sleep, and engaging in regular physical activity like yoga or meditation. We need to manage our stress. Why? Well, you're busy. You got a hectic life. Doesn't matter if you have kids, if you're married, it doesn't matter. You have a hectic life. You have technology. You are always being called upon. And every single time we hear a ping, our body goes, and it just like, it cringes. And so I know we're not going to put away technology, right? We're not going to do it. So learn to manage your stress so you can still utilize your technology and not have your stress ramped up. All right, number five, gradually increase exercise intensity. Now, I know you're thinking, but I don't even exercise. Well, we want to get you there. So start small, slow and steady wins the race. But when you intense exercise, it allows you to impact the gut by increasing gut permeability, leading to potential gut discomfort or issues. So if you sit there and you're just like, I haven't ran in like 2-3 years, don't go try to run 5 miles immediately. Ease into it. Gradually increase the exercise intensity and duration. And that will help the gut adapt to changes and reduce the risk of gut-related issues during exercise. So sometimes when you exercise, do you ever have cramping? And it's not because you're doing too many sit-ups and working your abs. No, it might be your gut's response to the exercise you're doing because of the intensity of that exercise. Make sense? See how it all flows together? Number six, and I cannot stress this enough, listen to your body. Only you know your body the best. And I know you're like, oh, this doesn't make sense, but it does make sense and we know it, but we still don't do it. Pay attention to how your gut feels before, during, and after exercise. So if you notice any discomfort, such as bloating, cramping, or diarrhea, yep, all of a sudden it's like, oh, I gotta go. All right, pay attention to that. Adjust your exercise routine accordingly. You may have to slow down. Maybe you have to lay off a certain exercise that you're doing because of how it's putting pressure on your gut, right? Positioning your body makes a difference. So adjust your routine. It's important to listen to your body and prioritize your gut health to ensure that exercise remains enjoyable and beneficial. Because let me tell you, if you don't get benefits from working out, do you think you're going to do it? I don't think so. So listen to your body. Number seven, take care of your gut post-exercise. So very important, right? We think about the pre-exercise and we're like, okay, pre-exercise, but what about post-exercise? We're such in a hurry to get on with the next thing that we forget, oh, wait a minute, after a workout, it's essential to prioritize post-workout nutrition and recovery. Consuming a balanced meal or a snack with adequate, what? Carbohydrates, proteins, and healthy fats. So you got to have your, what? Macronutrients. Can help replenish lost nutrients and support muscle recovery. Because in order to build muscle, you have to what? Tear it down. And you repair when you what? Sleep. You also need that repair shortly afterwards. So you've got to feed your muscles. So include gut-friendly foods such as probiotics and prebiotics in your post-workout meal, and that will further support your gut health. And finally, and you know this, but I'm going to remind you anyway, because I need reminding. Consult with your healthcare provider. If you have persistent gut issues or concerns related to your exercise and gut health, consult with a healthcare professional, whoever your family doc is, your registered dietitian, a naturopath, a gastroenterologist, whatever you need to do, go seek help. They can provide personal recommendations and guidance tailored to your specific needs and health status. And let me tell you this, from my experience, you may need to visit a few of them. Because one will give you one idea and you're like, but it's still not there. And you're so close, but you're like, And then you go to someone else, you're like, oh, yes, finally. And it may take 3 or 4 visits to finally get all the pieces of the puzzle to fit together. Be patient with yourself as you're learning your body. Because I promise you, you can create a balanced gut that supports your fitness regimen. And maintaining a healthy gut is crucial for optimizing exercise performance and overall well-being. As you can tell, scientific research, right, suggests that gut health and exercise, they are interconnected, with the gut microbiota playing a significant part in various aspects of exercise performance. So when you're exercising, be sure to prioritize your gut health so you can achieve your fitness goals. So, which means what? Yeah, you look really good and improve your overall health and well-being. Go out, my friend, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.